This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
We're at a house party. I finger banged her. She came all over the place, and then on my hand, and I was like, ew. My friend that actually like house it was, and the person that started listening to the podcast, he texts me and goes, "You told the story."
I thought he was going to text you and be like, "So now I know where those stains came from."
Mm-hmm. No, he was watching the whole thing happen.
Oh, okay.
So like it was a house party. So everyone was seeing.
Look at you go.
But I definitely am gay.
Because you went ew.
Yes.
Ew.
That was our equivalent of no homo is just ew.
Yes, pretty much. But yeah, it was just funny that he literally was like, "Oh, I know where that story is. I know who that is."
Well, and now he'll be able
Nobody
to.
Nobody wants to finger bang you, man.
He'll be able to talk to you again since I just recorded all that. Meh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you brought it up again.
Brought it up again.
Well, shite.
Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and most consensual sexual kinks. I am Barely, and with me as usual, and for the first time today, are my two stupendous co-hosts.
Wait, first time?
Today.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Canes.
No, Wilson. Not, well, yeah, actually, because...
Yeah, first time
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I just texted you quick. Yeah, first time
For the first today. Time today. Just a reminder that as we close out April is Autism and Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. We here at Off Leash would like to send out our monthly reminder to check your balls or have someone check them for you.
That's not an excuse to just, you know, go have sex. That is a real thing.
It's a real thing, yes.
Test your balls.
Or if you do go get have sex, like work checking your balls into the foreplay. Like we're gonna go over like some self screening some stuff later, but like when we do that, like work it into your foreplay.
Work it into your foreplay. And
I'm gonna forever do this now. Anytime I'm fondling someone's dick, I'm gonna be like, "Let me check you for testicular cancer right now. Let me cough real quick."
Yeah. Oh,
when I cough, can you cough?
There we go. All right. Well, today's main topic is about
flogging the dog,
tossing off, wanking your wanker, jerking, rubbing one out, spanking the bishop,
celebrating Palm Sunday,
choking the chicken, flicking the bean, paddling the pink canoe.
Doing the Meg Ryan. I've never heard that one.
Burping the worm. Nulling the void.
I have never heard of half of these.
Boxing the one-eyed chimp. You know, masturbation. Yep. That's what we're talking about.
Hold on. I've only like heard maybe a couple of these. spanking the monkey. You know, wanking and. But wanking the wanker. I've never heard someone use that term before.
Wanking the wanker is more of like I put British and Australian terms together. Okay. So like wanker would be like you're a wanker, but I used it as in you're talking about your wiener, your wanker. So that would be more of it. And then wanking off is more. Yeah, so you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just trying to be more inclusive to our across the pond audience.
Well, you know. I have to say that BJs are a matter of taste, but I have jacking off well in hand. And
you know what?
Corny jokes have started.
I had to give you a hand for that one too.
While we're still in April, let's go ahead and talk about Testicular Cancer Month. May is National Masturbation Month, which is why we're doing this episode now, because our episode drops like 2 days before the 1st of May. And so we wanted to talk about masturbation and get you all primed, ready, and the pre-flowing for the masturbation stuff. But let's
And as we all know, Dawson takes a long time to come when he masturbates. So this is a two-part series because it's going to take us a while.
It's going to take us a while. So strap in, strap on, hood up, hit that download button, and let's get puppy. And I want to, do you know, I have a bad joke that has nothing to do with masturbation. But do you know why you had to congratulate your birth, your barber on April 8th?
No, why?
Because eclipse.
Oh my god! Come on.
Doy.
Did any of you watch the eclipse?
I
was nowhere to.
It was cloudy.
It was nowhere to be seen here.
Yeah, it was cloudy here, and we only got 70%. So, like, it just kind of got a little chilly. But it was cloudy, so you couldn't see anything really.
I was gonna travel
for it, but it was like cloudy all in Canada. It was hilarious.
Well, I know that a lot of work and a lot of things just stopped.
Most of it was because Canada was like basically concerned that everybody was gonna be stupid and look at the sun and not supposed to, or like pull over to the side of the road and like just stop to like. Because, like, we do stupid shit like that. Like, it's like, in Canada, we're the ones that would be like, oh, my God, there's fireworks going on. Let's pull over on the side of the 401 and watch everybody. I'm sure everybody will stop, too. And then we'll just keep on going our way.
No. You don't pull over. You just stop in the middle of the road and just expect everyone else to stop,
Good too. Luck, everybody else.
Mm. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, you Canadians, I swear.
Sorry.
Sorry. And the Americans driving past going, stupid Canadians. Damn it.
Stupid Canucks.
Canukies. All right.
Canukies.
So, every...
Speaking of
Canucks and testicles, everybody has... Well, not everybody. I mean, half of the population of the planet has a set of these.
The others, they're up inside of you.
Yes. They're called your...
Or they could be.
Or they could have been removed. But for the most part, everybody on the male spectrum has a set of testicles. And testicles are fun. I mean, I do like a nice set of balls when I'm blowing somebody or playing with somebody. I do like to play with the balls. And so it's important to check yourself for testicular cancer. And why is that, puppies?
Because it could happen at any age, at any time.
This is correct. Do you both check your balls on a regular basis?
Okay. Yes. I do. Mm-hmm. And I feel a lump all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it scares the shit out of me until I realize that there's a lump that attaches that one part, that little tubey part to the front.
Yes.
And I forget that that's there. And then I also forget that, you know, I'm into cock and ball torture. So, like, that's basically just fucking shredded thread at this point. It's not even a ball joint anymore. It's just like, have you ever, like, taken one of those hammers to, like, pork tenderloin or chicken to like tenderize it before you put it in there, and it just looks like fucking mashed potatoes afterwards? Nourish. I'm pretty sure that's what the connection to my nuts look like. So like I feel it, it's there. Jesus. But like sometimes it's like, oh, is it like in two parts? Oh no, that's fine.
Okay,
if it's not, let me know, listeners.
If you've wrecked your balls, then you're gonna have trouble finding the testicular cancer. Just be aware of that.
At this point, I think I'm just beating the shit out of the cancer, so it's not coming back.
It's like, fuck this. I'm not hanging out in these balls. Yeah. I'm out of here.
The moment I feel a lump, I'll start doing E-stim stuff, and it'll just fucking electrocute it out. Zap it right
there. There you go. Why not?
That is not how that works.
Not a recommendation. Although, that is something you would probably find on like the shopping channel or something.
And trust,
get rid of cancer by doing this.
Yes, and trust me, the testicular cancer review items that you can buy on Temu are not right. So don't buy them.
Wait, hold on. There's devices out there to look at this?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of devices. And they're all scams. Oh. They're all scams. They're like, you know, put these on your testicles and it'll test for cancer. No, that's not the way it works.
I saw one that it wasn't that. It was supposed to be like a preventative thing, that if you got it, it was supposed to shrink the tumors. And it was like those, it was basically just a ball sack size of one of those like red light saunas that you put on your face that turns your face all red and shit. It was basically the same thing, but for your nuts.
Yeah. Other than making them warm and comfy, they're not going to do anything to take care of your cancers if you have them. But
that thing that I was talking about that's destroyed that attaches to my nuts, what's that? You guys are good with the scientific words, as Keynes would say.
I believe that's called the epididymis.
Okay, because I thought I was just going to stutter through that, but okay, good. There is a stutter in it to begin with.
Epididymis, yes.
The epididymis.
Epididymis. So. Easy for you to say.
Like structure
yes.
behind the testicle. Mm-hmm.
So to examine your balls, it's best performed after a warm bath or shower because heat relaxes your scrotum. Now, your scrotum is the sac of skin that holds your testicles. I say that because some people don't know what a scrotum is. They think it's something else. I remember once when I was in high school, a kid said that he had to go get some surgery because he had a deviated scrotum. And I said, I think you talk about your septum. I think that's what's deviated, not your scrotum.
So, what would a deviated scrotum look like? Maybe Marcus has a deviated scrotum because he has. Well, here's the thing: is depending on already, I don't know what
it's already,
I don't
know. It's already deviated.
What's deviated mean? I need a definition.
Out.
Yeah. Oh no, his is opposite of deviated. So Marcus's balls, I call it a cave.
Uh huh.
And you can like tuck his penis up inside of it. So on his balls, they like hang down, but then there's like a section right below like where the nut parts come in, where the end of his dick is, where there's like a little cave and you can like put stuff in. And it looks like you could put like, if you really wanted to, you could put like, you know, the fucking at Christmas time, you can put like the little manger with like Jesus and stuff.
Good Lord.
All the little, yeah.
You've thought, like you thought way too hard. You've thought way too hard on this.
Okay.
Have a little circle jerk with all the wise men.
God.
And then check his balls.
And then check his
balls. So do you have to use your fingers or do you have to cough?
No, you don't cough. Coughing is checking.
Because I just rub them.
No, coughing is for hernias, not for testicular cancer. But
they just do everything all at the same time.
The more you know. I didn't know the coughing was for hernias. I thought that was just they were just making sure that everything moves properly, and
that's what they are doing. Mm-hmm. They are checking to make sure that it moves. But if it doesn't move, then you probably have a hernia. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. So stand in front of a mirror, check for any swelling on the scrotum skin. Examine each testicle with both hands. So you want to place your index and middle fingers under the testicle with the thumbs placed on top. Roll the testicle gently or violently if you're into ball torture and fingers. Don't be alarmed if one testicle seems larger than the other. That's normal. Your testicles are not the same size. The human body is not symmetrical.
It
would look really weird.
Just like titties. One's going to be bigger than the other, and chances are the other one hangs lower than the other.
Mm-hmm. So there's a thing that people do. They'll put a mirror up to their face and halfway in between, and then like take a photo of that, and then like look at like how it's so bad when our face is actually symmetrical. Mm-hmm. It looks terrible.
It's terrible. It's scary. It's frightening. So roll the testicle gently between the thumb and the fingers and check for any lumps. Find the epididymis, as Dawson was talking earlier, the soft tube-like structure behind the testicle that collects and carries sperm. Now, if you're familiar with this structure, you won't mistake it for a suspicious lump. Cancerous lumps usually are found on the sides of the testicle, but they can also show up on the front. Now, also, if you've had a vasectomy, keep in mind that the epididymis is going to be balled up in that area. So it's going to feel like a lump, but it's actually your epididymis that is pulled back because of vasectomy. They go in, they take the vas deferens, and they snip it. Now, if you've had a bad vasectomy, all they did is cut it and stick it back in. Well, guess what? Your body will find it, and they will reattach. So sometimes vasectomies don't always take unless they take.
That's why you can recircumcise yourself.
That's
if you right.
That's to. Why you have to a good vasectomy. They actually take out about a 1-inch section of the vas deferens so that it can't snake its way back together and reseal itself. So the epididymis is going to ball up on there. The deferens is going to ball up on the testicles. So be sure that you know that that's what that is.
And keep in mind, although I do trust that anybody who's into sharp play, you are doing your due diligence.
Did you
by not hitting?
Did you say
sharps?
Play. Oh, sharps play. Okay.
Yeah, that you're doing your due diligence, and every time that you're hitting your nuts with those objects, that you're doing it in different spots every time, so that way you're not building up scar tissue. Mm-hmm. So people that are into sharps play, keep that in mind as well too, that if you're going and inserting stuff like injecting saline or anything like that to plump up the balls, the stuff like that, that if you do inject in the same spot every time, or if you do cut in the same spot every time, you are going to get scar tissue build up there, which will start to feel like a lump. So keep that in mind as well, too.
Well, yeah, but the lump that you're going to feel that on your scrotum, not on the testicles itself. No. So, if you're
either way, that's
I mean, if you're going in and cutting your testicle, ouch, 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 please don't.
Well, no, it's just I'm just saying that, like, if you're going in with a needle, it could hit. So
yes,
all sharps in place.
It could nick the testicle itself. If you find a lump, or if you are playing with your puppy and you find a lump on his testicles, now let me preface this: don't panic, and don't panic your puppy. Don't be playing with his balls and says, "Huh, feels like you have cancer." Because guess what, you have just fucked that boy. And not in a good way. So, you know, be a little gentle.
Yeah.
Say, hey, this feels a little strange. Maybe you want to go get this checked out by a doctor.
And we all know.
And that's after the scene, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finish the scene. Like,
don't
you still do have it. 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Don't disrupt whatever you're doing foreplay-wise and then, you know, just kill the mood completely. Yeah. Let the scene transact, and then
yes,
but also don't, like, you know, 7 weeks later when they finally get the results from their doctor and like, oh, guess what, it's a positive. Don't just sit there and be like, I could have told you so.
don't do that either. That's
I knew that was coming. That's man. Bad. I felt it like 7 weeks. I felt it before the doctor.
Yeah, don't do that. The other thing too is cancer, for the most part, is not painful, so. If you're having pain in your testicles, that is something different, and you should definitely go see a doctor, unless it's inflicted pain for play purposes. But if you're just sitting around and your balls hurt, you need to go see a doctor. Let's just...
Your balls hurt, it hurt, burns when you pee.
All those things. Itchy, yes.
All those things. And you should. That's on top of checking your balls. Again, it's the end of March, or it's the end of April now, but last month we did it again. This is your monthly... Reminder, go get yourself checked.
Check your balls. Check those balls.
Check your balls. Check yourself.
And now let's get to today's main subject, and that is masturbation. Masturbation is the key, as they say, to a healthy lifestyle.
I'm just going to say this right now. We all do it. I don't care. I don't care who you are. You could be a saint and still jerk off every once in a while.
Oh, I'm sure sure the Pope has a holy emission at least once a month.
I would hope so.
I mean, judging by his health lately, maybe if he would have had a couple more holy emissions, he might be feeling a bit better.
Is he sick? Yeah. I don't.
Apparently, he has something to do with the. Yeah, I don't know. I say that I'm no longer Catholic, but for some reason, I still keep buying like Catholic Times quarterly.
Wait, is that a thing?
No, but I was trying to come up with like some kind of cute like
I was actually
Hello,
like
Canada type thing or something. Yeah.
I was actually like confused. I was like, wait, there's actual like
there's
documentation.
Oh yeah, actually there is. There's like the Catholic Monthly that comes out. They've got
There's a magazine I was in for being a magician. For magicians around
there
the world.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, there's a magazine for everything. In fact, when I was...
Remember we were going to put ads in for the...
I need to find...
For you. All the fluffers for the inmates? Yes.
So,
But...
So, yeah. So, let's let's just throw some questions out there. We can talk about this. How do you handle your masturbation? How often? Is it better with a partner or solo? What do you do with your cum? Where does it go? Now, we know Kane says a blanket. And don't forget, kids, you can get an official off-leash cum blanket at Fourth Wall. Be brave. Tell your friends just where your cum is without actually saying anything. That's right. The off-leash cum blanket, available now. I'm sorry. I had to get my announcer voice on.
Fourthwall.com.
So
I liked that. That was
so. How
was
do you handle your masturbation, Canes, aside from your left hand because you like feeling like it's somebody else doing it?
So I actually can jerk off with both hands. So I can. When I was growing up, it was definitely right-handed all the time. But I've learned to use my left hand too, because like you get accustomed to a specific way to jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're jerking off and it feels good only a certain way, but I've learned to use my other hand so that I'm more used to other ways. And I'll flip my hand around. I'll do all sorts of things. I've used toys, to, you know, SPHs to, you know,
SPHs.
Yes.
Like SPH 30 or
no. Okay.
Is this going into that sun play that we were talking about before?
There's a kink or actually just more of a, well, it is pretty much a kink, but some people will use stuffed animals and SPH.
Now I remember.
Strategically yes. placed hole. Yes. Okay. Hole.
Yes.
Now I remember. Okay.
So the definition of masturbation, of course, is self-pleasure. I mean, when it comes right down to it. Touching your genitals or other sensitive areas of the body for sexual arousal or pleasure. It's...
So just to let you know, if anybody says that you've never masturbated, even if you haven't touched yourself, you have now all officially masturbated, because just listening
to this podcast...
And listening to me say you're such good boys and girls gives all the sexual arousal and pleasure that you can get.
Okay.
Yep. That's all I need. Okay.
All right.
I got my good boys and girls out for
the All right. Tune in next time.
I've hit my quota. We're good. Don't got to say it again till season 4, guys.
Okay. So it's funny because when they do studies, they talk about, you know, only 41% of the women and 60% of the men reported masturbating, and it's like they're just afraid to say so.
Correct. Exactly. I know so many wife people.
Wife is sitting right there. Oh, really? You've been jerking off again? When am I? Chopped liver? We haven't had sex in 6 weeks. What the Christ? Maybe if you ate it once in a while.
Okay.
That might have been coming from somewhere dark. Sorry.
Oh, but anyway, yeah. So like I jerk off like at least once a day.
Okay.
Oof. I'm once a week right now.
Okay.
But I'm like really busy and stressed at the moment. So like if I can like
get in the mood, me de-stress. Like it just helps me just unwind and then be done for the day. And then like I'll go to bed right after.
I could start masturbating now and I'm still probably not going to come by the end of this episode. So that's just stressful for me.
Okay. Yeah. I can come in I can come in like 10 minutes if I wanted to. I usually will go for like 30 to 40 minutes, like edging myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I really wanted to, like the one thing that gets me to go, is I just really need to just be jerking off and just have Marcus put his dick down my throat, and that's about it. Like, as soon as that happens, I'm good to go. Like, give me 10 minutes, we're fine. But so it's going back to changing hands. Do you switch up your hands? So you said you switched it up to, like, you know, just like because you can and all that. Does anybody else, show of hands in the audience, switch it up specifically because after like a year of jerking it with one arm, or whatever, you look down and like one arm is like 3 inches bigger than the other.
That doesn't happen.
I've distinctly shown you how big of a difference my arms are. Okay, but that is also an injury. But you know right. what? Forget about the injury. We're going to say that my one Popeye arm is from jerking off all the time.
So it's not a quagmire.
So that way we can say
it's not a quagmire.
90% of the people polled.
Yeah.
Which is the three of us.
Right.
Yeah. So I love that episode when Quagmire finds the internet and he finds out that it has porn on it.
Porn. Just turns around.
Yeah. He just has one massive arm.
Yep.
Watch some more of that internet porn. Yep.
So, you know, it's funny. You talked about edging, and edging is a big part of masturbation. I mean, let's face it. A guy can jerk off anywhere in 2 or 3 minutes. You know, you're in a bathroom somewhere, you see a nice cock. Oh, I'm gonna go in the room here. Best done. You know, go into the airplane.
It's not just gay guys.
No.
Like I know plenty of straight guys that literally will just go in the bathroom and jerk off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if they're stressed out. It does.
I wish they would just share so I could just, you know, go into the next bathroom stall and just give them a helping hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, There's that. I mean, you know, help a brother out, help a brother, give a brother a hand, lend a brother a hand. So what are some of the benefits of masturbation? Well, like you said, it relieves stress. It can help you get sleepy. If you add it to other sleep aids, like, you know, the devil's lettuce or the electric cabbage or whatever you want to call it, you add that to that and you can get to sleep a little bit easier. Now.
Yeah, that's like my knockout thing. If I come, I'm out.
Yep. Yep. So do you come and then just fall asleep, or do you clean up first?
I get cleaned up by somebody and then I'm out like
by somebody. Somebody walks past. Oh, he's got cum on him. Let's wipe it up. It's like he's sleeping. Yeah. It's fine. It's okay.
I get a towel tossed on me and then I'll either wipe it off or they'll wipe it off for me.
Such a caring partner. Yeah. Here's a towel. Go for it.
It's more of me being a lazy bottom, but you know.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, something you want to ask your partners when you're playing is, how do you jerk off? Because how they jerk off is going to be different than how you jerk off. Everybody is different, and what feels good to you may not feel good to somebody else.
Watch how they do it.
Yes.
And then mimic it when you're like, so if you're giving them a hand, like doing it, like if
little
you
handy
do,
J.
If you do the same motion or the same technique as what they're doing, it's going to make them come so much quicker.
Oh, yes.
So fast. Yep. And also like when you feel the cock like tense up for a long period of time, that's when they're on the edge. Mm-hmm. So if you feel it right, you can actually like hold them in that for a long time.
Yes.
And then, you know, let them come after like 5 minutes of that. And oh my God, they're going to shoot so far.
Right. But be careful, because if you overstimulate, then you can lose that hardness. You can lose that. So it's a skill.
It's a balance. It's a,
you know that? Do you remember that GIF that was going around of what's his face when he gets electrocuted in what was the name of that movie? The
Scream.
No, with the little boy, the cute one.
Home Alone?
That's the one. Home Alone, where he gets electrocuted and he's like getting electrocuted, then all of a sudden he like turns, you can see his like skeleton, and he turns into a skeleton, and they like equate that to like when you're getting like sucked off or like you're getting masturbated or whatever. They equate that to like when they keep going after you've come already.
Oh.
So it's like him getting electrocuted, he's like, it's like that's the feeling of like when they keep sucking after you've already came because you're so sensitive afterwards.
Okay.
Some people can just continually, so like me, I can continually like fuck or get sucked after I've come.
Okay.
I have a really fast bounce back.
My head gets super sensitive. So if I come, just work the shaft for a while. and then I'll settle down, and then you can work the head again, and then I can come a second or third time. So, you know, just food for thought, listeners. If you're ever jerking me off and I come, you know, leave the head alone for a few minutes. Just saying, masturbation can prevent. There's anecdotal evidence. There's nothing really absolutely 100% sure that it can help prevent prostate cancer, but lots of studies have been done. In fact, one study had thousands of men, and they followed up year after year after year with them, and they had less instances of prostate cancer because they had at least daily ejaculations. And medical science is still unsure as to why that has anything to do with prostate cancer. It's one of those things they're like, they don't know.
I'm assuming it might have, like, and this is just me hypothesizing. I'm not a doctor.
But he does play one on a podcast.
Yeah, but I do play one on a podcast. So my hypothesis with this, my hypothesis is that because it's being worked out so much, the cells don't really have, like, they're more healthy. Like, if you work out your body and you're more healthy, like, that's right. Like, you can, like, if you're a healthy person, you can still get cancer because your liver's fucked up because you're a stupid 16-year-old.
True.
But when was the last time you heard anybody with heart cancer? That motherfucker's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know heart cancer. I know heart disease.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a disease. I'll grow on you. But I think that's kind of what it is that it's just like one of those things because, like, yeah, you can get prostate cancer. But if you look at people who are into anal, people who ejaculate more often, people who actually use the prostate more, they have a lower chance of getting it. But also you have to look into other causes like hereditary effects, what their families are and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, we're not looking into that because the gays don't have families, remember?
It's the family we choose.
Yeah.
It's the family we choose.
It's the family we choose. But it can also help with anxiety and depression because I'll tell you right now, Marcus, he's a lot better now, but there used to be like a countdown that you would like set the timer and you would start the clock at zero as soon as he came. And it was like a countdown to midnight until he came next. And every fucking day that he didn't come, it just got closer to fucking midnight until one day the nuke just went off and you just either you had to make him come or you fucking lost it on everything.
Okay.
But the moment he came,
partner timers. I need to remember this one.
Like, there's never the funnest excuse ever when someone's like, what the fuck is wrong with your husband? Be like, sorry, I forgot to suck him off this morning. What the fuck does that make my problem? I'm not saying that me sucking my husband off isn't your problem. I'm just saying that he's being a bitch because I didn't suck his dick in the last week, okay? I'm sorry. I got shit to do.
True. The flip side of that is it can cause people to be anxious or guilty, feeling guilt for jerking off. Mm. And thank you, Catholics, for, you know, I mean, I told the story about when I was in high school and they told us that it was bad to jerk off and that if
your dick's going to fall off,
right, your dick's going to fall off. You're going to get hairy palms. You're going to go blind. All of that stuff. And
which, by the way, are all false.
Yes, all false.
I will say that I've only had gone through 4 different prescriptions for my glasses at this point, and I am just starting to get hair on the back of my hands now at 33. Okay. So, so, and I think that's just a Polish thing coming through but the whole thing with Ukraine, I think the Polish side of me is just trying to push forward a little bit more. So there's no truth to any of that.
No,
I still don't have hair on my hands.
I've got hair in the back of my hands, you know, so it's like some slight hair. Yeah, I mean, we are hairless apes, so to speak. So
I was going to say, I'm like, you're a naked mole rat, Keynes. Like, I'm pretty sure the hair on your face is just like darkened dandelion seeds just blew off in the wind.
So this is 2 days, by the way.
2 days of growth. Wow.
I haven't shaved in 2 days. And this is what happens.
So as we know, we all masturbate, and many gays masturbate. Some don't. They let others
do it. More power to you.
They may let somebody else do it for them, but it's still masturbation. Even if somebody else is doing it to you, it's still being masturbated. You know, a good heej is going to give you the same release as, you know, a good beej. So there you go. He's got a masturbation tube.
Yes.
Or the fleshlight. I mean, toys. Toys are a good thing. I mean, lots of guys use toys. Yes. And, you know, like I said,
I have toys. We're going to be talking about a lot of toys on the next episode. What?
Okay. I have a story.
Okay.
I have a story. Yes. Okay. About this one friend growing up. And mind you, this was when we were younger and we were on a camping trip. And I always wondered why this one friend always had abs. And I mean, like, not a little bit of abs. Like, he was yoked out of his mind. Mm-hmm.
Come get her abs?
Like, yes. Like literally, like, defined
abs. Jesus on the cross, like, abs. Yes.
Yeah. Jesus on the cross abs. Uh-huh. Like, just
crazy. Coming back for Palm Sunday.
Yeah, crazy abs. And, like his arms were always, like, really, like, muscular. And, like, his pecs were just really, really good. And I was like, what the like, he doesn't work out. Like, he just literally sits at home and does absolutely nothing. He, like, plays video games all day, but he's in really good shape. And so we're camping, and about 3 a.m. I wake up with rustling next to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, just laying there. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I, like, get conscious enough to, like, figure out what's going on. And he's on his belly holding himself up, like on his arms. He's holding himself up planking.
Okay.
And jerking off into his hand and, like, actually humping his hand.
All right. So that's...
And I was just like, okay, so he's literally jerking off in such a way that he's literally giving himself a workout.
Nice.
I mean, knock two birds out with one stone.
Right?
Yeah. But, like, I asked him later. This was, like, months later. I asked him, I said, you know, do you do that, like, all the time? He goes, 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, okay, this makes more sense now.
Now I know why you got ripped abs and pecs. Yes, because you're
planking all day.
Wow. Good for him.
So remember that, everybody. When we were back in high school and there was all those kids that had, like, the ripped abs in gym class and we were all jealous of them because we're like, how did you get those jeans? And we're like, oh, we're just doing pull-ups and sit-ups and stuff. Nope. They were jerking off into their couch doing planking. Yeah, they were planking on their. They were planking before it was cool.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
On that note of, okay, he jerked off to plank. Now, I would be jerking off 3 times a day too and planking at the same time if it made my body look that good. I say that after I just spent 2 years. I finally, guys, pat me on the back. Drum roll, please. Add the applause. I finally canceled my gym membership after not going for 2 years. Thank you, everybody. I did the thing.
Congratulations.
You're good. So speaking of which,
there's $600 a year you can have back in your pocket.
Right. We're good to go. So
I should cancel mine too.
Probably should. So what's, like, the max that we've jerked off in, like, a day?
Oh,
successfully. No ghost loads.
Wow.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Does fucking count?
No.
Masturbation.
Well, okay.
If you're using a toy, if you're fucking a toy, then yes, but not with a person.
Okay.
If you're with a person, okay. Hand in hand, that's it.
I say probably like four or five times I've gone.
I've done... In a 24-hour period, I know that I have done at least 8 once.
Oh, I mean, if you're talking 24 hours, I've definitely gone more than 5.
Okay.
Because well, I'm saying like
day at work, a work day.
No, I'm saying like in a 12, you're not awake for 24 hours.
True.
Right.
True.
So you're
no, but how many times have you woken up in the middle of the night, rubbed one out quick because your heart is a rock and didn't want to go up and pee. So you just got rid of
yes,
it.
Yes. But what I'm saying is like, okay, so if we're saying 12 to 12, then there's going to be a different number. Now, mm-hmm. if you're saying 9 a.m. to 9 a.m., there's a completely different number. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
I see that you're overanalyzing this, and we were just saying a 24-hour period.
I would say a 24-hour period, and I've done at least 8.
Between 9 and 5 on January 6th, 2014.
Okay, so
but only the Mondays that the sun was coming up at 7 a.m.
Who's jerked off at work?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Have you?
I made an OnlyFans video at work.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
I literally go to the stalls all the time.
Okay.
But that was mostly because I was bored because I was running the place. So what the fuck else
do you do? Yeah, true. I guess.
No, see, I literally try to be as risky as possible. I want someone to try to catch me so they can try to explain that someone's jerking off in the bathroom.
Janice.
Janice, there's somebody in the bathroom making noises.
Janice, why are you in the men's room? Don't ask me why I identify as how I identify. Okay. That's rude.
So
by the way, Canes, I know that's your shoes. You're the only ones with paws on them. So I think the most I've done is I'm going to say probably see in my prime, mm-hmm. it would have been probably 10 to 12,
okay.
like once an hour.
Okay.
But that was like prime. Dawson years, like that was like right out of high school, ready mm-hmm. to go. Like mm-hmm. left Jesus at the door. D even let him take the fucking wheel. Just took it right off, and then about 12. But my issue was, and this is why I wanted to bring it up, and I asked, was my issue was is that at that point I was depresso doggo, so I was just jerking off because I was bored and sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was basically, like we said at the beginning, hugging the snake, but hugging it to the point where it died.
So you killed your snake.
It got to the right. So it got to the point where, like, obviously, as in a whole, masturbation isn't inherently, is that the word I'm trying to use? Inherently unsafe. But there are things that can happen that do make it, that can make it risky. Like if you do it 2, 3, 4 times an hour with no lube,
mm-hmm.
and it's a dry day,
it's gonna hurt.
Yeah. You're gonna start chafing. If same way, if you don't use lube on a hairy ass or a very smooth ass and no lube, chances are you're gonna get rug burn.
Mm-hmm.
I had issues with that, and then the other thing I had too a lot was I used a massager
mm-hmm.
to masturbate because I didn't really. Does it make sense that I didn't know how to come with my hands?
Sure.
I mean, yes. No one showed you.
So I used a massager because that was the easiest. Remember how we were talking about that? You just kind of use the same thing because it just, that's what gets, sometimes that's why you just watch the same porn over and over
you
again.
You use the tools you have.
Yes. Right. So I had the massager, did that, right? But what I would do is it would be on the tip of your dick where, what's that word that you like to use?
The frenulum?
Isn't that what it is? Why do I think that there was a G somewhere in there?
I don't know. You're thinking of the G's?
Frenulum.
The frenulum.
Frenulum.
Frenulum. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yep.
But that little part at the tip of your dick where just before the pee hole or the skin.
Frenulum. Yeah. Yep.
Frenulum. Yeah. So that's where I would put the massager.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But over time, because I would do it so often, it would basically scab. So that part would cut.
Mm.
And then it would just basically, I'd be in school all day with like a cut up dick and like it'd just be hurting. And then all of a sudden I'd be like getting questions about like, why is there blood in your underwear? And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Don't worry about
it. It's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Don't worry.
It's, remember, my fingers bleed a lot. I was just using my underwear to stop the bleeding because I'm just sick of people asking why there's blood on my jeans. Get out of my face, Mom. You don't understand me. God. I'm going to write in my diary.
So that brings up a point.
So
you mm-hmm. can become addicted to masturbation. It can become an addictive behavior. I know there's certain pups in our Telegram chat that seem to masturbate a lot.
That's what I was trying to figure out is like, where's the line between like addiction or boredom?
I think there's a fine line that you can ride. I'm not saying
I'll ride it like, all day, honey.
So I think at times too, if I don't jerk off for a little while, I won't do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So then I kind of like lose interest in like getting hard and jerking off. You have to have a fine line of jerking off and not over jerking off, because if you over jerk off, then, you know, you can lose interest in it and then be less inclined to do it as well. So,
and that's why I always, in that context, being an alcoholic and an addict as it is, that's where I like to kind of like draw the line as well too, where at that point you kind of got to make sure that it's a difference between an addiction and now it's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, okay, it's like cigarettes, right? Now all of a sudden you wake up in the morning. What do? You make coffee, light a cigarette, take a shit. What do you do now? You get home from work, you take your pants off, you jerk off, you go home, you light up a cigarette, you take a shit, you jerk off, you go home, watch some TV, take a shit, jerk off. It just turns into one of your routines, right?
I always change when I do it. To give you an idea, like I will sometimes when I come home, I'll jerk off. Sometimes in the morning, I'll jerk off. Sometimes it's right before bed. Sometimes it's, you know, at dinner. It just depends on when I like want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually about once a day. Now, if it's, you know, a busy day and I don't get to do it, then yeah, I'm probably really horny the next day. So I might jerk off twice to make up for that.
In this case, it's not like sleep. You can jerk off twice to make up for it.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So you become addicted, any kind of addictive behavior, you know, you're addicted when you are doing that instead of the other things you're supposed to do. If you're jerking off instead of going to work, if you're jerking off instead of going to school, if you're jerking off because you have to jerk off and you don't want to go out and do things with friends or family, you don't want to go to social events because all you want to do is stay home and flog the monkey, then you have crossed the line into addiction. And
but yeah, I want that though.
Well, in a healthy way, like remember, okay, everything's okay. Good in moderation.
Sure.
Okay.
So just like we were talking about, I think it was either last week's episode or the week before, or no, it was during our doming episode last month when I was talking about how sometimes, yeah, we're in those situations and we kind of have to get out of the headspace and check ourselves and like come back and be like, okay, remember, I'm a human being. I'm not always puppy, but I can be always puppy. I am strong, but I still am human. I still have human things to do. Am I doing the human things? Yes. Okay, let's go back to puppy.
Mm-hmm. Let's be frank. It's a fun pastime.
It is. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, my end of...
Like, who doesn't want to paint the walls with cum instead of painting a canvas with beautiful flowers?
Well, true. I mean, I have to say,
I mean,
my end of the day routine is to edge for a couple of hours before I go to sleep. I don't necessarily always come, but I get really, really, really close sometimes. And sometimes I'll just lay there. And it's like, fuck it. Wah! You know, jackhammer done and watch the Food Network and then go to sleep. So you know, it's just...
Yeah, you're going to deglaze that pan.
Yeah.
You got that wooden spoon.
The same thing. I was like, glazing those donuts for the morning.
So,
going to pan roast that chicken.
Now, and we're going to talk about this in our next episode in 2 weeks also. And we do have some a guest coming on that's going to talk about female masturbation. So yes. A lot of the topics that we could have gone over today, I want to save for next week, because like masturbating during pregnancy and the female way and all that kind of stuff, because we have no firsthand knowledge of any of this. And so I wanted to get...
My clitoris works in a totally different way.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you right now, my... What are the lips called? Is that the
labia? Yes.
I can't remember.
The meat
yeah, curtains. My labia, right. Yeah, my meat curtains right now, I'll tell you right now, are basically like little bunny slippers. So,
ooh,
like,
they're silky smooth.
My pussy makes a 6-year-old's pussy look tight as fuck. So I am very interested to learn how to play with it next week. Okay. It's going to be good. Plus all the different toys we get to use. So that's what we're going to also be talking about in part two as well, too, is all the different masturbation toys that we enjoy. Like I was going to mention today, I bought a crocodile from Spencer's Gifts. A
crocodile?
Yeah, a crocodile pussy.
Oh, God.
Because I was missing Rennick. So I was like, I'm going to buy a crocodile pussy.
Ah, I do remember I was at the courthouse doing something, and you have to empty out your pockets into the before you go through the metal detector. And the guy behind me had a little pocket pussy toy in his pocket that he had to take out and put in the. Oh, and God. I'm like, I'm looking at the things coming through. I was like, I know what that is.
So I went through. So we have this car wash in town. It's basically like one of the few like ones that you can go through, and they like actually go through and vacuum out your car and get into the car and like wipe down all the insides and shit like that, and back and like the windows and all that shit, right? So I got the full thing up, and Dawson forgot that he had been gone to the park the night before, and left the pocket pussy under the driver's seat, filled with my cum.
Nice. Nice.
And they went to clean out the car. And I'm assuming they went underneath to put the, because that's where they usually put the air fresheners, is underneath the seat. So I'm assuming they went to put it underneath there. And we're like, what the fuck is this? And went to pull it out. And then we're like, ah! And then like just dropped it, because it wasn't even like anywhere. Like it was just like tossed on the floor, like on the bottom of the floor. I'm like, that was under my seat, son of a bitch. And I'm like, I hope these guys had gloves on.
And the three guys that did your car, they all slipped you their number on the way out.
Oh, I made sure I opened up Grindr on the way out. All of a sudden. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Okay, so tune in 2 weeks and we'll continue our discussion about masturbation.
Also, send us treats, because next week on part two, it's also Puppy's birthday.
Ooh, Puppy's birthday.
Yes, it's Puppy's birthday. So send us gifts and we'll masturbate
on it.
We'll keep masturbating.
Okay.
Yes, we'll keep masturbating.
Two listeners sent in questions. The first listener has nothing to do with masturbation. It was just a question that they asked. The listener wants to know, how many pups is too many pups for a handler?
That depends on how much time the handler has.
Right.
There's not a definitive answer for me personally. Two.
Yeah.
Would be probably my max number if I was like just the handler of those two pups. And they would be like living with me. I can't do like a long distance type of relationship with puppies.
I'm very independo puppy. So like I prefer my puppies to be able to be off leash, just like the podcast. Yep. Did you see how I did that?
Hey there.
Ayo.
Tie it together.
Title
pays off.
It's not that I don't mind. Like obviously like the rule is no broken boys. So I have to stop myself from collecting, but I think I could comfortably have three pups, but I would also want them to make sure that they're doing their own thing. Like I'm more of the, I'm going to guide you where you need to go, and then eventually you're going to find your forever home. But yeah, I don't like the response. Like I can barely keep myself together, never mind fucking having to keep the attention of like, I can like ask barely what it's like trying to watch a movie with me. I don't even sit still half the time. I'm up and down. Like the amount of times I'm not even in screen during the movie.
Yeah.
and I'm just doing shit while we're still watching it. What? And I'm just like out of nowhere, just like still making comments about the movie, and you don't even see me on screen. You just hear like some kind of fucking popcorn going or something.
Yeah.
So I can't even keep track of myself. Never mind. But I can at least point people in the right direction.
Okay. So our other listener gave us a kink story.
What about you? What about you? Though?
What about me?
How many pups is too much?
You two are too much. So I can't handle a third. Yeah. No.
We're too much, and me and Taven are one too many.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about Taven. Yeah. So I guess it would depend on the puppies. So
I'm talking like ownership. I'm guessing the question is more of like an ownership or an alpha type of relationship, more of the relationship style.
Yeah. I would say three is my max. I wouldn't want to try and handle more than three puppies at a time. It would just be insane on my brain. I would have to masturbate a lot more to keep the stress level down. So
I could network out, like I can contract, like I could be like, I could have my own
sub handlers
along with, yeah. And then like, I can have like my sugar pup, like my sugar daddy above me, who basically contracts me out to and pays me to take care of the other puppies. And then from there, I pay some of my sugar daddy money to Canes, and I subcontract him out at a lower cost to deal with my two puppies that I don't want to handle. And I just pawn them off on them.
So, so you're talking about a Ponzi scheme
for puppies.
A Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
So
Mary Kay for pups.
Okay. So this next question came from a listener. They also shared a kink story, which we'll get to in a minute. But this question wanted to know, what is the furthest each of you has come? Now, I related a story early on in the podcast when I was one of the very first times I ever ejaculated and I hit the ceiling when I was 12 years old. So that was about a 6-foot spurt clear up to the ceiling.
I don't know how you did that. For me, it's really hard. So
I hope so.
Being uncut.
Yeah.
Kind of limits how far I shoot a lot of times, especially when I'm like masturbating. So it like oozes out. But with my expertise now,
yes,
I have learned that if I'm using like a toy, mm-hmm. for instance, like specifically I have one that has a hole on both sides. So like my dick goes all the way through it.
Right.
So if I come and then like push it all the way in, mm-hmm. like towards me, and then my dick pops out and it shoots, mm-hmm. it is definitely a lot further. And it shoots far. I've never measured, but I've hit.
It's just in everybody. Gaines has been doing his Kegels.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
See, and this just makes me sad that we went with whiskey instead of vodka at the off-leash party at BLFC, because one of the games we were supposed to do was the cum measuring contest to see who could shoot the farthest.
Yeah.
And we could have figured it out. But well, I've hit the headboard before, and I'm a good 3.5-4 feet from the head to the torso. Mm-hmm. I think. Like I'm more body than I am leg.
Yeah.
Lying down, I've hit like, but I've also been like, so I'm going to say like 3.5-4 feet, but that's like, that's like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to be edging too for me. But to also really shoot far.
We need to also define here what part of the cum. Because, okay, if it's been a month, I can shoot across the room. But that first part that comes out that shoots across the room for some reason is basically piss. And then the rest that comes out is cum.
So I do not do that. So when I shoot, it's very thick mm-hmm. a lot of times.
Well, that's what happens. So like the first part is like thin like piss, and then the rest is just thick. Like it's just flushing out all the pre-cum, and then it's just cum.
Yeah, mine doesn't do that. It's mostly just
cum.
It's just cum. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do like the whole, because I've seen people shoot like that, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with you. Don't make me think I'm
no,
telling you not. That there's something wrong with
oh,
you.
God.
But it
no, don't talk anymore. God. I was just trying to tell you something personal here, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dawson.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, puppy who is listening that is feeling down now.
We'll that's spur not, you in the face later, both
yes,
of them.
Yes, yeah. That's fine. I'll open maw completely. Mm-hmm. I think that when I come, it's mostly just the same consistency through the whole thing. It's mostly just like come and pre kind of mixed together mm-hmm. in the same like congealed form. But yeah, that first shot usually is a lot further than the second or third.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's all yeah. the pressure.
See, mine's like one of those, you know, those little paintings that they're like half water and the other part's like half sand with a bunch of colored sand and you turn it upside mm-hmm. down. That's kind of what my cum looks like. It's like the clear like pre cum around, then you have like the thicker white stuff that just kind of like swirls okay. around. And if you shoot it properly, you can like make a little pool. Uh-huh. It's like almost like a pool of all your children inside your belly button.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Speaking of which,
so the same listener sent in the story says, one day I was bored in my room and I had the day off. I decided to see how long I could edge myself and I started watching some deep throating videos. I ended up having a soaked with sweat comforter after 4 hours and a splash of cum a foot behind my head on the wall behind me. So,
well, God
good
damn.
For you. Good for you.
I mean, if I were to... I don't think I could edge for 4 hours. Let me tell you right now. I would have
hell,
to
be I've been edging down. For 6 months.
I'd have to be tied down and someone would have to be doing this to me because I get whiny. When you're like edging me, I will start shaking. I will get like whiny, barking, moaning, just let me come. I don't think someone could last for 4 hours to do that to me. I can go about an hour.
But see, I'm very like
an hour. It is quite a lot yeah. that comes out.
I'm very like the handicap guy in a scary movie where the hot chick is like was going to go give him a blowjob. He's like, no, I can do it myself. Watch. And he just grabs his legs and goes and starts sucking his dick. That's how I am after a while. If you're trying to edge me and I'm like fed up and I am like, I have shit to do. I like basically like push your hand. I'm like, give me my fucking dick. Let me do that. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
And then I just come. Get the fuck
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, I had my sub over this weekend and I have always asked him, how do you masturbate? And he was always embarrassed to tell me or show me how he masturbated. I purposely did not let him come. And then I released his hand from the restraints so I could learn how he masturbates. Cause the first thing he did was he grabbed that cock and just started going to town. It's like, okay, now I know how you masturbate.
And that's also why he's got a very dusty dick.
No,
it's not. Have you ever seen those dusty dicks? The ones that like they look like a reptile's about to shed.
No,
no. Like their heads are like perfect, like
dry.
Yeah, okay. Dusty.
No,
yeah, they're just dry. They're just not preeing that much, or the pre has.
This is around. No, the head is perfectly fine. It's like. 3/4 of the shaft, like the bottom by the hair is good because you still have the oils of the hair like keeping your dick a little bit bad, and then the top is okay because you know the pre is doing up what it needs to, but then there's like that quarter, like that little like all that like little perma dick tattoo that we got from the doctor when we were kids. You don't have one, Canes, but
I don't have one. I've seen what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, it's all there. And then like sometimes it's there. And then all of a sudden, like the in-betweens where it's like a little bit darker, but not is just like white as fuck. And it's like, dude, like, can you just spit on it for a little bit? Like your dick needs some moisture. When was the last time it was in a mouth?
I have to say I've never seen that. So if you...
It gets dry up here. I'll get Marcus to leave his dick out of the shower for a couple hours for you and we'll show you.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's spin the wheel of kink, which I had to reinvent today.
Oh, no.
For season three?
When I opened it up, all the stuff was gone. So I had to restuff some stuff in there. Okay. This is...
Oh, no.
Catoptronophilia. Okay. Catoptronophilia. Catoptronophilia. It's sex in front of mirrors.
Oh, didn't we talk about this one?
I think
I don't think we've talked about it like in the Wheel of Kink,
no.
But I definitely love. So this is a new thing that I've found. If someone's fucking or I'm fucking someone or they're fucking me or I'm giving a blowjob and I can look at a mirror and see us doing this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so good.
See, I'm a nerd, so I think I've upgraded this.
Okay.
Where it's not really a mirror, because if you go back, and if you do, guys, let us know in the chat what episode that was, because now I want to know which one the mirrors grinded my gears. Because there is an episode that I went off about mirrors.
It was the one that Kate was telling us about, the mirrors on the ceiling, full length of the room.
On the ceilings. Oh, and then
yes.
Yeah. But I've upgraded, because with the Apple TV now, you can mirror your phone to the TV. So you could basically have a live feed of your sex scene on the television.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck having to try and like get a neck crank trying to get the perfect angle to see your ass and your balls hitting his gooch at the same time. You could just like throw your fucking phone on the bed and you're good.
There
to
you go.
All right. I swear, whenever I get a house, I'm going to, in my master bedroom, I'm going to have literally a full length mirror hung to the ceiling at an angle, so that when I'm on the backside of the bed, railing
is that his name, mirror?
No, not a no.
His name's mirror, and he's hung.
Yes. So yeah, basically I want it at like a 15 degree angle, so I can literally look and see like all the action happening.
Okay. All right.
At the foot of the bed.
Okay. And our next one is okay, this is weird. Lithophilia, a kink for rocks, stones, or gravel.
Nope. Can't say I have that one.
Nope.
I mean, that puts a... I mean, now I understand where the phrase fucker hard with something hard and sandpapery comes from. No. I mean, okay. Maybe.
Okay.
With the X... Is it expletive, that little starry thing, or with asterisk scene? So, it would be really hot to get fucked. But it's also just really hot in general to get rubbed down with hot stones.
True.
As with like a hot stone massage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, that counts.
Sure.
And not to mention, I don't know what it is, but I've always loved walking on bare gravel with my feet.
Okay.
Like I've never, whenever I'm outside on dirt and shit like that, I never wear my shoes. So
does it make you hard?
It doesn't make me hard, but like,
okay,
getting a massage with hot stones and a dick in me would make me hard.
Yeah, plus
that's relaxing. So
yeah, I did a little research on this when I heard about it, and there are some people that like to take smaller round stones, heat them up or cold them up, and insert them. So it's a form of temperature play. And
insert them so where?
Be like,
so if you're a girl, you insert them in the hoo-ha. If you're a guy, you insert them in your hoo-ha.
So it'd be like those silicone egg things.
Sure, ovipositors. Yeah.
Okay. So in the butt or... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
assuming that you wouldn't just go down to the river and pick up some shit, some goose shit, and shove it up your anus after you put it underneath the burner on the
fan. No, probably not.
I'm sure these are nice polished rocks or something like.
No. I was thinking like small pebbles and starting to do sounding. And I was why are you doing this?
No. Those, your kidneys do that for you already.
No. Just like up the butt or in the JJ.
Although, like Barely was mentioning on an episode or so ago, there is sounding ones that do have little pebbles on them that look like little anal beads for your dick.
Yes, but definitely a lot different.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yep,
kidney stones. Definitely not.
Okay, so we talked about this one earlier. We didn't have a name, but we've talked about it on a lot of times. Okay, well, I don't know why they... why do these have to have such weird names?
I don't know. You're the one that
Rhabdophilia. That's R-H-A-B-D-ophilia.
Feeling someone's cum?
No. It's the fetish for receiving physical beatings, such as flogging or whipping.
Oh.
So, like I said, we've talked about that before.
So...
What
is it called again?
Rhabdophilia.
Rhabdophilia.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, is that because you're robbed of your innocence?
No, or it's R-H-A-B, Rob. It's R-H-A-B, so Rhabdophilia.
Rob.
Rob.
Did you want some cool whip, Rob? Yes,
cool whip. Rhabdophilia. Cool
whip, Rob.
Rhabdophilia.
Robert. Robert, get over here.
Robert.
So, I don't mind using flogging and spanking paddles and sticks on my sub. He loves it. In fact, I sent him home with three big old hand marks on his ass cheeks and lots of flogging marks on his back the other day. So, and every time I hit him, he says, "Thank you, sir." In such a sweet little voice. It's like,
So I definitely like doing it. I don't have my laundry list of things from the sex shops are, let's just say, very long and very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I'm looking at is a sleep sack for all the listeners.
A sleep sack for him, not for all the listeners. Listeners, please don't ask him to send you a sleep sack.
Yes, no. Yeah, don't send in your don't send in your entries, don't send in your submissions. We're not giving away a sleep
for
sack.
Me,
although Mr. S, if you're listening and you want to give away a mini sleep sack, like, oh my God, could you imagine how cute that would be if Mr. S like
keychain, a little Mr.
Yeah, like a little sleep sack keychain where you could put your chain, like you open it up, you put your change in it.
That'd actually be kind of cute.
That'd be fucking adorable. Mr. S, come on, let's team up here. The off leash sleep sack keychain. I love it. I love it.
So that'd be funny.
Anyway, go on with your story.
I'm definitely looking at buying one of those so that I can put some people in it and then also put myself in it.
Every time you say sleep stack, I always think of Slee Stack from Lands of the Lost.
Land of the Lost.
You say sleep stack.
I was like, why are the lambs lost? Isn't there a dog for that?
Yes. Yes, there is. Jesus Christ. Well, puppies, that about wraps it up for us here at Off Leash. We focused on male wanking this episode, but come back in 2 weeks for part two when we will continue our discussion and include those without a penis. And just a reminder, you can help support the show.
Are we not doing Florida Man?
I don't know. Do we want to do Florida Man? Dawson said we've had enough.
No, so. I don't have a Florida Man for this week.
Oh, okay.
Because when you type in Florida Man masturbation, the amount of pedo shit that shows up is unnecessary. Yeah. So I'm going to have to filter through some stuff this week. I did not have enough time. But I promise next week we will double it up with either two mediocre ones or one really fucked up one.
Okay.
And if you have one, send it in. You guys know the email.
Yes. Just a reminder, you can help
Sorry for
disrupting. Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. It was a good question. Support the show through hitting that download button and subscribing on Buzzsprout, purchasing merch at Fourth Wall. Remember, the Cum Blanket is available. We have lots of shirts and products up there. We know you have a choice in podcasts, and we appreciate you sticking us in your ear holes. If you'd like what you heard today, why not share with a friend? Remember to share your stories and questions with us at offleash.cast@gmail.com. Offleash is all one word, all lowercase. As always, our Telegram group and Discord chats are active, and you can interact with a lot of fun pups and the hosts as well. If you want to join either chat, let our hosts know. Dawson, any last words?
Remember that Pride and Con season is coming up soon, so if you guys are looking for an awesome group of pups to do some education pointing presentations for these guys, let us know. Again, offleash.cast@gmail.com. And we look forward to seeing these guys in Reno and at FC and at Thunder Pride this year, and hopefully some more events, because we don't do enough masturbating at home, so we have to start masturbating on the road.
Also,
can I help masturbate you, Dawson?
Of course.
Okay. Just remember, just come right into the shower. Don't wait for an invitation.
Now remember, remember, May is Masturbation Awareness Month, and there are many towns that actually have masturbation fests. So if you are living in a town that has a masturbation fest, share your story with us. So. Gaines' eyes just lit up. He's like, I need to book some flights.
What is this? What? I'm sorry, what is this?
Yeah, some towns have masturbation fests where you get together and in a large group like a gymnasium or somewhere and you all fap.
Oh my God, okay, I need to know where these are. If you are local to one of these, please DM me, whatever you want to call it, message me and tell me where. I want to do some research and maybe I'll come visit you.
And maybe I'll just come.
Then you might just see me come everywhere.
And remember, this is worldly now because Keynes is coming to Canada, which means he has a passport. Yay, he can go worldwide.
Puppy
can go worldwide. Man.
Worldwide. Keynes, any last words from you?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So on behalf of the three of us here at Off Leash and all the fine folks at the Injured Nervous Podcast Network, we hope all your parts are in the right places and that you're happy in your puppy space. So until next time, let's give our fans a good awoo. Oh. Oh.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Podcast cover art by Kuma Chan. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Rudy Pup, Pup Floki, Pup Kaladin, and Pup Feral. We appreciate your support and donations.